Welcome to Ad Bible, an audio daily devotion from the Ezra Project. We join Alan J. Huth as he shares Bible passages and comments from over 30 years of his personal Bible reading journals.
Today brings us to 1 Samuel chapter 29. It's only 11 verses, so let's listen in to Faith Comes by Hearing.
1 Samuel 29. Now the Philistines had gathered all their forces at Aphek, and the Israelites were encamped by the spring that is in Jezreel. As the lords of the Philistines were passing on by hundreds and by thousands, and David and his men were passing on in the rear with Achish, the commanders of the Philistines said,
"What are these Hebrews doing here?"
And Achish said to the commanders of the Philistines,
"Is this not David, the servant of Saul, king of Israel, who has been with me now for days and years? And since he deserted to me, I have found no fault in him to this day."
But the commanders of the Philistines were angry with him, and the commanders of the Philistines said to him,
"Send the man back, that he may return to the place to which you have assigned him. He shall not go down with us to battle, lest in the battle he become an adversary to us. For how could this fellow reconcile himself to his lord? Would it not be with the heads of the men here? Is not this David of whom they sing to one another in dances? Saul has struck down his thousands, and David his 10,000s.
Then Achish called David and said to him,
"As the Lord lives, you have been honest, and to me it seems right that you should march out and in with me in the campaign. For I have found nothing wrong in you from the day of your coming to me to this day. Nevertheless, the lords do not approve of you. So go back now and go peaceably, that you may not displease the lords of the Philistines."
And David said to Achish,
"But what have I done? What have you found in your servant from the day I entered your service until now, that I may not go and fight against the enemies of my lord the king?"
And Achish answered David and said,
"I know that you are as blameless in my sight as an angel of God. Nevertheless, the commanders of the Philistines have said, 'He shall not go up with us to the battle.' Now then, rise early in the morning with the servants of your lord who came with you, and start early in the morning, and depart as soon as you have light."
So David set out with his men early in the morning to return to the land of the Philistines. But the Philistines went up to Jezreel.
Remember, David had fled Saul, and he was in the land of the Philistines. And in chapter 29, the Philistines are going to go up against Israel. David's reputation was well known among the Philistines, as we can see in this chapter. Isn't it a bit strange that the commander of the Philistines, Achish, is okay with David, but all the rest of the commanders are not? Once again, that is probably God's protection. And look at David's reputation with Achish. "For I have found nothing wrong in you from the day of your coming to me to this day." And then later he says, "I know that you are as blameless in my sight as an angel of God." And yet to the commanders of the Philistines, he is public enemy number one. There's no way that they're going to let him fight against the Israelites because they think he's going to turn on them. I didn't write anything in my journal in 1983 related to chapter 29. So let's go on to 2002. Here I wrote, "God intervenes again in David's life. He did not need to make the decision to fight against his own people. The Philistine lords prevented it. Thanks be to God. Sometimes we need to come right to the brink of a difficult decision before we see God get involved. It's important to pursue a right course, though." David had the respect of Saul and Achish, one of the Philistine kings. He walked a fine line because, as verse 6 says in the next chapter, David strengthened himself in the Lord his God. And from my journal in 2007, a similar thought. Another illustration of God's sovereignty and divine intervention. David didn't know what to do. He just kept moving, figuring out as he went. Finally, God acts through others, solving the problem for David. And then I wrote, "Help me trust you are always working around me, helping me wait long enough to see you show up." There was a time early in the Ezra Project when I didn't know if we could keep going. I had come to the end of the year, and I didn't have enough money to keep going into the new year. I remember leaving the office for Christmas and someone saying, "See you next year." And I said, "I'm not so sure I'll be back." In between Christmas and New Year's that year, the largest financial gift our young ministry had ever received came in, enough to allow us to start the new year. Sometimes God takes us right to the brink, to the edge of the cliff, so to speak. Why? Well, I think for a few reasons. One, he wants to remind us we are not smart enough to get ourselves out of every situation we often got ourselves in. Remember, David was the one who left Israel for the Philistines. Two, God wants us to rely on him. He wants to build our trust in him. It's been over 10 years since that gift came into the Ezra Project. We trust in the Lord. Do you? Father, I thank you for sometimes taking me to the brink, and maybe some that are listening to this Ad Bible podcast. And I thank you that you come through, that you show yourself faithful to David, to the Ezra Project, and I hope to our listeners today. Thank you for building our trust in you by reminding us that sometimes we're not smart enough to get ourselves out of the situations we got ourselves into. And we're thankful that you're there to help us when we come to you, when we rely on you, when we pray to you. Lord, build our trust in you. We'll give you praise. We'll give you thanks. In Jesus' name, amen.